Reading today from the book of Ezekiel, chapter 7, the words of the Lord is to Israel. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying also, Thou son of man, thus saith the Lord God unto the land of Israel. And in the end is come upon the four corners of the land. Now is the end come upon thee. And I will send mine anger upon thee, and will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense upon thee all thine abominations. And mine eyes shall not spare thee, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense thy ways upon thee, and thine abominations shall be in the midst of thee. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, an evil and only evil, behold, is come, an end is come, the end is come. It watcheth for thee, behold, it is come. The morning is come unto thee, O thou that dwellest in the land. The time is come, the day of trouble is near, and not the sounding again of the mountains. Now will I shortly pour out my fury upon thee, and accomplish mine anger upon thee. And I will judge thee according to thy ways, and will recompense thee for all thine abominations. And mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity. I will recompense thee according to thy ways and thine abominations that are in the midst of thee, and ye shall know that I am the Lord that smiteth. Behold the day, behold it is come, the morning is gone forth, the rod is blossomed, pride hath budded. Violence has risen up into a rod of wickedness. None of them shall remain, nor of their multitude, nor of any of their neither shall there be wailing for them. The time is come, the day draweth near. Let not the buyer rejoice, nor the seller mourn. For wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. For the seller shall not return to that which is sold, although they were yet alive, for the vision is touching the whole multitude thereof, which shall not return, neither shall any strengthen himself in the iniquity of his life. They have blown the trumpet, even to make all ready, but none goeth to the battle, for my wrath is upon all the multitude thereof. The sword is without, and the pestilence and the famine within. He that is in the field shall die with the sword, and he that is in the city, famine and pestilence shall devour him. But they that escape of them shall escape, and shall be on the mountains like doves of the valleys, all of them mourning every one for his iniquity. All hands shall be feeble, and all knees shall be weak as water. They shall also girt themselves with sackcloth, and horror shall cover them. And shame shall be upon all faces, and baldness upon all their heads. They shall cast their silver in the streets, and their gold shall be removed. Their silver and their gold shall not be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. They shall not satisfy their souls, neither fill their bowels, because it is the stumbling block of their iniquity. As for the beauty of his ornament, he set it in majesty, but they made the image of their abominations and of their detestable things therein. Therefore have I set it forth from them, and I will give it into the hand of the strangers for a prey, and to the wicked of the earth for a spoil, and they shall pollute it. My face will I turn also from them, and they shall pollute my secret place, for the robbers shall enter into it and defile it. Make a chain, for the land is full of bloody crimes, and the city is full of violence. Wherefore I will bring the worst of the heathen, and they shall possess their houses. I will also make the pomp of the strong deceased, and their holy places shall be defiled. Destruction cometh, and they shall seek peace, and there shall be none. Mischief come upon mischief, and rumor shall be upon rumor. Then shall they seek a vision of the prophet, but the law shall perish from the priest, and counsel from the ancients. The king shall mourn, and the priest shall be clothed with desolations. And the hands of the people of the land shall be troubled. I will do unto them after their way, and according to their deserts will I judge them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. You know, the book of Ezekiel tells us here that there's coming a strong day of recompense as to the wicked. I know that the gospel is into all the world, to every creature. And that doesn't allow for any people to reject the gospel. The gospel is unto every creature, and God, without respect of person, has given his Son, the beloved Son of God, to die at Calvary for our sins and to deliver us. And the Bible says, as concerning Israel, them that are under the law. The Bible said, and God sent forth Jesus to deliver them that were under the law. He came to die for them, that he might save them and deliver them that were under the law. Having died for them, then his blood as the evening time sacrifice of the lamb without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish, was placed there upon the big brazen altar. As to the evening time, that is that's called Calvary, relating back to the altars of Israel when they offered their offerings before the priest. Or that is to say that this great altar in the days of Moses, they could not allow the fire to ever go out. And Calvary being that altar, as to that altar being symbolic of Calvary, then here the Lamb comes, in that sin was by man, then death had to be by man to end this and bring forth a blood atonement, because it was not an animal body, but a human body. So then God, having kept Israel under the blood all of this time, as to the beast, inasmuch as man fell to the beast's rim, then God at last brought forth the one that was made head over all the beast. As to the second man, Adam, he came to restore the lost image in which man had been made, the image that had been lost when man fell, as to that having been made in the image of God. Having restored this as to whosoever will, or to the believer, God without respect of person, then the blood was offered up, and God the great consuming fire, the fire that never goes out, ever consuming the chaff, then the big brazen altar as it was in the wilderness when Moses lifted up the brazen serpent, even the impenetrable one as to the bites because of having passed through the fire, and the people being one in this brazen serpent, in that all were made as to the fallen one or the generation of vipers. Here the innocent was protected by the brazen serpent, or that is to say Jesus coming in the image of the serpent as to the image of sin, was smitten that we might go free and be delivered from this body, as to this evil body, as to Adam and Eve, Eve being altogether swallowed up by the serpent, as to her mind through the tree of knowledge, then Adam being swallowed up within Eve, as to her sharing with Adam, as in our country here we have what we call the black widow that carries the little red spot on his back. He's very deadly. And as a good symbolic thing here, Eve had swallowed up her husband, and now therefore she was a widow. A black widow, in that it signified intellectual darkness and the wilderness. And Adam was caught away within the mind of that serpent that worked through his own flesh, inasmuch as Eve was the body of Adam, as to bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And when Adam's spirit or mind was swallowed up within Eve, then Adam fell from the lofty state of the garden, the beautiful place of paradise, and from that time on was guilty of the transgression, in the sense that he now had become as flesh, even as the woman. Having lost the sonship as to the male perspective, that image in which he was made, now he was subjected as to the lesser or the weaker vessel, even Satan within the woman. So then he became as the woman. And so we realize now that the contest then is between man and Satan, or between God and Satan over the body. And in this we see Jesus coming to restore that was lost at Calvary. And as to the brazen altar, here the sacrifice was given. And today we are by the blood of Jesus delivered. And Israel, who was under the law, is by the blood of Jesus delivered. And where these things are, there's no more offering for sin. There's no more conscience of sin. Whereas the Bible teaches that in the Old Testament, there was a continual coming as to an offering for sin. And this continually brought sin to God's remembrance, which was very grievous to God. And he purposed that one day, once and for all, he would bring forth a priest, even the high priest Melchizedek, even Christ, who was to be embodied in the body of the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus, as to the human person, was to come in the image of sinful flesh. God would smite it, free the Christ, as to the high priest, from the inner parts, and then bring this body back as the change, the redemptive body, back into his perfect image, and Jesus would be made a high priest after the order of the Christ, which was the Melchizedek, or the high priest that was there with God in the beginning, whereas he used the terms, "Father, restore unto me the joys I had with thee before the world ever was." And man being made in that image, God brings us back to that beautiful image, giving us all things that pertain unto life, that he may never leave us nor forsake us, but he will be with us always, even till the end of the world.